Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Hour number two of the Graybar Sports Open Line on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. And starting this weekend, the Stanley Cup Finals are underway. The Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers, and no other better person to talk about it than the Hall of Famer, former Blue, and of course, part of our Valley Sports Midwest coverage of the Blues on Valley Sports Midwest, is Bernie Federko. Bernard, good to talk to you, buddy. How are you?
Scotty, always a pleasure. It's really, really good. I wish the Blues were still playing, but you know what? Still fun watching hockey. At least hockey's going on.
Absolutely.
Maybe too long. I think maybe they're waiting too long. We need to get this going.
Well, there is a lot of downtime between the last game that's been played and we get to game one over the weekend. But you and I have discussed this on the air several times, wondering when Connor McDavid is finally going to make the final. Well, he finally got there. How about that?
Yeah, it is. I mean, certainly the Edmonton Oilers have played very well. Of course, I think that there's no question that Connor McDavid is the best player in the National Hockey League and one of the great players of all time. So not surprising that he's here, especially with the crew that he's got there with Dreisaitl, and has played very, very well. And they've come together as a team. So, I mean, I really am kind of surprised how good they played defensively, winning games 2-1 and this way defensively. But I think the Oilers certainly, the way they played, deserved to be in the final.
Well, Evan Bouchard has played terrific defensively for the Edmonton Oilers, but I know just starting out broadcasting, covering the Blues, whether it's you, Chaser, Kerbs, whoever, you guys always taught me, hey, you got to have the goaltending, and finally it looks like Skinner's the guy that stepped up for Edmonton to get that goaltending to get to the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I think goaltending is always the most important factor, and I think we go back to 2019, and it was certainly Jordan Binnington that won the cup for the Blues. So, yeah, Skinner's been solid. I think he's been surprising. And I think that obviously there's a lot of pressure on him, and especially now going to the final against maybe the one of the great goaltenders of all time, Bobrovsky. So I think this is going to be a really good series. But obviously Skinner has proven himself. He's got a lot of confidence from the players in front of him. And when you have that, I think anything's possible right now.
This Florida Panthers team reminds me in some aspects of our Blues of 2019. They've gone a little old school these last two Stanley Cup playoff runs, finally make it to the final this year. They like to play a little physical, and they were matched up against a very physical team in the New York Rangers and came out in that series.
Yeah, that was a really fun series to watch. I mean, I was very impressed with the way the Florida Panthers were able to shut things down. I think the Rangers, when you look how good the Rangers' power play was all season long, and when they got to play against the Panthers, I mean, the Panthers completely shut that down. So we always talk about the importance of special teams and goaltending in big games, and I think the Florida Panthers really got the better of the special teams. They had the better of the goaltending, and I think that's, again, the kiss of death, the President's Trophy from the Rangers, and they end up losing out on that. But, hockey is such a we talk about parity in the league all the time, and there's so many really good teams. I think this year, especially, Scotty, with when you look at the seedings, I mean, it was the number one Dallas Stars were there, number two. I mean, the Vancouver Canucks, really, out of the four teams that were in the semifinals, were the only team that wasn't the number one seed, because the Oilers were the two seeds in the Pacific. But you had the Rangers, you had Florida, and, of course, you had the Dallas Stars. So it says a lot about what the regular season is all about, and I think that people need to continue to remember that the regular season is important. And yes, it's more fun to watch hockey in the playoffs, but the importance of the regular season is right there as well.
Of course, all eyes are focused here in St. Louis on the Florida Panthers and the St. Louis and Matthew Tkachuk. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I see a different, while I don't think the physical game is completely gone, I see a different Matthew Tkachuk while he's still producing points this year in the playoffs compared to last year. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think so, Scotty. I think that obviously you learn from experience. I think maybe he was really overly physical last year, ended up getting hurt because of it. And I think that this year he's kind of maybe pulled it back. I mean, he's got a lot of, obviously, guidance from his dad and from Big Walt. I'm sure has talked to him many times. And, of course, with Brady playing in Ottawa, I'm sure they have a lot of discussions about how you should play. But he's still a catalyst on that hockey club in Florida. I mean, he comes to play each and every night, and I think that's one of the most important things. But I think what he does spreads to the rest of that team. I mean, guys like Bennett play really hard, like little Walt does, and I think that when you see that, I mean, Matthew has been a big, big part of that hockey club. And I think that he, for the Florida Panthers to win the cup, I think he's going to have to be a big part of it going forward.
Yeah, you and I've talked about this even privately, how we remember Matthew when he was a kid when the Blues traded for Keith Tkachuk back 20 plus years ago, and to see him and Brady grow up and become the players they are. And to me, I think Matthew's got to be one of the top American players in the National Hockey League. In fact, I said this actually to our buddy Jeremy Rutherford. I said, you realize in 2026, we're going to have the Olympics, the NHL players are going to play, and we probably have at least three players, the Tkachuk brothers and Keller, probably representing the U.S. out of St. Louis. That's pretty cool, man.
It really is, Scotty. I think it says a lot for the city of St. Louis. And we were just talking about that today when I was at the golf course today. We could see another Stanley Cup at the Tkachuk's house.
Yes, and Obie Clark's.
I know. I mean, and Obie Clark's, exactly. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, exactly, that can go on. But, I mean, I think that we're going to see a lot more of that. There's a lot of kids here in St. Louis that have really grown into be great players in the NHL, and I think that really says a lot about the hockey here in St. Louis. And I know that from talking to all the people I know, everybody's really excited about the fact that Florida right now being the favorite to see another kid from St. Louis win a Stanley Cup. I think that's very, very exciting.
Two more for Bernie Federko as he joins us here on KMOX. Chief, our buddy, the former Blues head coach, Craig Berube, moves to Toronto. How do you like the fit?
Well, I think that, wherever Chief was going to go, I think that the team is going to get a real big boost. I mean, we all know, Scotty, how from our time with Chief, how much respected he is from the players. He brings an awful lot to each and every locker room, whether it's during practice, during the games. I mean, he has got utmost respect because of the way he played, and I think that he carries that to way that he wants his players to play. I mean, you got to show up each and every night, give all you've got. And I think it was a lesson that everybody took very seriously when he was took over the coaching job in 2019. Consequently, they won a Stanley Cup. And trust me, I don't think there's any team in the league that wants to win the Cup more than the Toronto Maple Leafs do. And I think to have Chief there, I think he's gonna turn a lot of heads. And I think he's gonna bring, I think, really more passionate hockey. And I'm not saying that the Leafs don't have a passionate hockey club, but if they're missing some pieces, I think that the Chief will make sure that those pieces are changed.
All right, who you got in the finals?
Well, I'm liking the Florida Panthers right now, and I strictly look at a couple of things, and I think the most important thing I look at is goaltending. You know what, Bobrovsky is a proven winner. The Florida Panthers have been there. They were in the Cup final last year. I think they've learned from that. I think they have a little more experience. They've got Tkachuk. They've got Barkov. They certainly, they've Verhaeghe's had a great playoff already. They can score. Reinhardt, what, 57 during the regular season or whatever he got. So they're a complete team, and I like the way they play. But you have to look at the Edmonton Oilers as well, Scotty. I mean, they got two of the greatest players in the league on that team, in McDavid and Dreisaitl. So if it comes down to goaltending, it certainly favors Bobrovsky, in my opinion, but anything can happen. And I think what now, I keep, when I was in Canada last week, keep reading about 2019. The Blues had the worst record in the league in January, changed the coaches, and the Blues won the Cup. Well, that's kind of what happened to the Edmonton Oilers. 200 days ago, they were in 31st place in the league, and they made a coaching change, and all of a sudden they're in the Stanley Cup final. So I think there's a lot of things that could happen. There's a lot of great stories that come out of this, but me personally, I'm picking the Florida Panthers, and you know what? It's still possible anything can happen. Don't hold me to it.
I'm always the same way, buddy. That is Bernie Federko, the Hall of Famer, join us here on KMOX. Bernie, always enjoying the time, bud.
Thanks, Scotty. Always a pleasure.
And we'll take a break and have more of the Great Bar Sports Open Line when we come back on The Voice of St. Louis.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.